really towed the line through this past year, and they have been there. You know, when we didn't have any events to go do or anything, our restaurants have been our source of being able to get out.
So. And feeding a lot of people for free.
Absolutely. Feeding a lot of people for free. You know, our servers have, you know, worked very hard. They have worn their mask and put their lives at risk by serving the rest of us. And we really just wanted to celebrate them. So we were putting our you know, our beautiful minds together, and we came up with Fairhope Restaurant Week. And we decided that, you know, there really wasn't anything happening on a regular basis in April. So we thought April would be a great time, beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's a week-long promotion, and we just want to encourage people to go back out to dinner. Starts on April 11th, which is after the mask mandate is supposed to expire per the governor.
Yeah, now the governor has said, even though President Biden is encouraging states to extend the mask mandate, she said she's not going to do it after it expires 5 p.m. April 9th.
Exactly right. So this is going to pick up April 11th through the 18th. We've got 27 partner restaurants and in total 29 businesses that have partnered with us for the inaugural Fairhope Restaurant Week.
And tell us how it works.
So you're going to go out to dinner to one of our partner restaurants. While you're there, you'll register your visit. We'll have a really easy way for you to do that. So sitting on the table or on the bar, there will be a tent card with a QR code that all you do is open your phone, open your camera, point it at the QR code, and it'll direct you automatically to a form that you'll fill out. You do have to be 18 years of old to participate.
Okay.
So you'll fill out the form, and then you'll go into a drawing. And we'll do that live daily. We'll draw 3 gift cards per day. They'll be $50 each to one of our partner restaurants. So you go to dinner at one of our partner restaurants, you'll get put into a drawing for a $50 gift card. Then at the end of the week, we have a grand prize drawing, and that's a 2-night, 2-person stay at Jubilee Suites.
Oh, how nice.
With a 2-day golf cart rental from H&M Golf Carts and dinner for 2 at Sage.
That sounds lovely.
So that'll be going to one of the gift card winners.
Okay, and so we can go to, you say dinner, but it could be lunch or dinner, I'm guessing.
It could be lunch or dinner.
Okay.
Exactly right. Yep, because Sage is open for either.
So how do we find out about the participating restaurants? I'm presuming FairhopeLivingMagazine.com.
Well, you can go to FairhopeLivingMagazine.com or you can go to FairhopeRestaurantWeek.com.
Okay.
And check it out. We have a link directly to every single participating sponsor's website. So you can easily go there. We also have an event created on Fairhope Living's Facebook page. You can go to the event and find out about it. We'll be producing and publishing a video for each partner restaurant starting on April 1st, where we've interviewed each of the restaurant owners and just found out a little bit about their place and have some info on their food.
So, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
Okay, I've shared the invitation. I see it here. It is on our WABF Radio Facebook page.
Excellent.
So they can go to your page or our page and click on Fairhope Restaurant Week and then learn the details how to participate.
Exactly right.
And I see you've got a lot of our friends in the participating restaurants. So we'll throughout the program, we'll talk about those.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Yeah.
So if folks just want to go look online or continue to stay tuned, we'll talk about the participating restaurants, and that's April 11th through 18th, which it's hard to believe April is this week.
It is.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Thursday this week is April 1st, Friday, April 2nd, and it's also First Friday Art Walk.
That's right. I know I'm going to be out and about.
Yep.
Family coming into town, and it's going to be a joy to share Art Walk with them.
Oh, good. It sure will. Mm-hmm. And make sure you come see us. We have we're kind of following the footsteps of the Eastern Shore Art Center, and they're cranking back up with Art Walk, and so are we. So we encourage you to join us here from 5:30 until 8:30 at 9 North Church Street. If you got to listen yesterday, then you heard our guest artist, Alfonza Jones. He's going to be here, and we'll have refreshments. And it's always a party in the radio station,
Ooh.
So we want folks to come by and see us. And at the Eastern Shore Arts Center, they are having in the courtyard the studio's award-winning performance team. Let's see here. Join us at the Fairhope First Friday Art Walk Friday as a group of our students perform some of their favorite musical theater selections.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And that's in the courtyard at the Eastern Shore Art Center. And then they will have their exhibits and whatnot happening inside. So we encourage you to go see them and come see us as well. So you've preparing now for the April issue of Fairhope Living Magazine to come out, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's I'm very pleased that we've actually increased our page count, so we are growing, and April is going to be beautiful. It's all about flowers.
Oh, good. April showers bring May flowers, they say. So are you featuring the Fairhope Public Works and what they're doing?
Well, we will. You'll have to wait and see, Lori.
Ah, okay. All right. We all give us a call at 928-9228. Our lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. In case you missed yesterday, we've got some new items. We have a GE electric stove and a GE microwave. They're matching, off-white, in good condition, clean, $300 for the pair. They're in Fairhope at 802-3539. 802-3539. Also from the mailbag. It is, isn't it?
That's a real good deal.
It actually happens to be a friend of mine. I've seen them, so they're in good shape and they're clean. Also out of the mailbag, what we do, Elodia, if people can't call the show,
okay,
they can email us or Facebook message.
Okay.
Some text us if they've got our cell numbers with items that they want to put on the air but can't call the show. So if you'd like to do that, our email is wabf1480@outlook.com. wabf1480@outlook.com. We have a 1963 Chevy 2 front grille. So if you're into restoring an old car and you need that, it's brand new, right out of the box, $247. And that number is 581-5203. 581-5203. Elodia, tell us a little bit more about what we can expect as far as a sneak preview of the April issue, and perhaps remind us about the March issue.
Yes,
which I love because it's got the Eastern Shore Women of Polo on the front.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you missed the March issue, our feature story was all about the ladies of polo, and their spring season is about to kick off. Actually, they're just about to start playing again. So if you would like to have more information about just the more traditional polo and how you can see just a regular game, let me pull that up. You can call Mikhail Newberry, and Mikhail's contact information is 605-9929, and that's Mikhail Newberry, and that's just to find out some more information about the regular season. Also, I will mention, if you're interested in learning how to play polo, Mikhail actually provides lessons.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Yeah, I love horses, love riding horses. Now, polo, that's a very athletic game, is it?
It is athletic, yes, it is. But it's a lot of fun, and they are looking for new players, both men and women specifically. They do have quite a good group of people, so it's a lot of fun. But they are open to new players. And then let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in the April issue. So one of our features that we do is our pet of the month. And so we have a cute little bunny that we're going to be featuring in the April issue.
Perfect for Easter.
Absolutely. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we have our third installment on our story on the history of the American Legion. And that article is going to be a lot about Dr. Goodard, who actually purchased the building and started the Post 199 for the American Legion. Quite an amazing man. He was a Fairhope legend in and of himself.
Now, you're telling me some information I didn't know. So what an interesting read the series has been so far.
Yeah.
And so this will culminate with the rest of the story,
absolutely,
so to speak.
Absolutely. Yep. So about 72 years ago, he purchased the building and turned it into the American Legion Post. And kept it going. So it's pretty amazing.
It is. So you've got the pet of the week. I know sometimes you'll have a student highlight. How do folks submit information they think you might want? I mean, how does that work?
So it's real easy. There's a couple of ways they can submit. They can go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com, and they can go to submit your story or share your story on our website.
Okay.
And they just put in their name and just a brief paragraph about what the story is going to be about. And we'll direct that to our content coordinator, Gina Leno. And Gina will review it with the content team. And if it's a good fit, then we will, you know, reach out. We'll schedule a photographer to come out and do photos for you. And we have a professional writing team that will help write your story. So okay. If you're not a writer, but you have a cool story you'd like to share, we can get that, share that for you. If you are a writer and you would like to be published, please, you know, reach out to us, and we would be happy to potentially publish your story if it fits into one of our upcoming publications.
That sounds good. That's fairhopelivingmagazine.com. And our number for Swap Shop, 928-9228. Please don't feel like you're interrupting us. Give us a call. Our lines are open, and we'll be right back. The City of Fairhope's Outdoor Farmers Market returns on Thursday, April 8th through Thursday, July 8th. Buy locally grown produce and other items at the Fairhope Outdoor Farmers Market every Thursday beginning April 8th from 3 until 6. The event is still held behind the Fairhope Public Library at the corner of Magnolia Avenue and Bancroft Streets. And mark your calendar for the rescheduled Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival, April 30th through May 2nd.
Listen weekday mornings between 8 and 9 for community news and the Community Contact Interview Program with Lori Dubose on WABF 1480 AM.
Are you or someone you know considering using CBD? If you're tuning in late, the other voice is Miss Elodia Arnold, publisher of Fairhope Living Magazine. Tell us again a synopsis of Fairhope Restaurant Week coming up April 11th through the 18th.
Yep, so Fairhope Restaurant Week is a week-long promotion of our local restaurants in town. We are encouraging everybody to get back out and go out to dinner and give a big thank you to our restaurants for being here and being our source of connection and entertainment over the past year. So if you go out to one of our partner restaurants and you register your visit, we will enter you into a drawing for a $50 gift card to one of those restaurants. Then at the end of the week, we'll have a grand prize of a two-night, two-person stay at Jubilee Suites with a two-day golf cart rental and dinner for two at Sage. So let me give you little details on how the grand prize is going to work. So,
okay.
Or how the whole process will work.
Right.
All right. So we're going to have a live drawing daily on Fairhope Living Magazine's Facebook page. And we'll present that so everybody can see, and they can see that we're actually pulling it randomly. So there's no question about that. Then it'll reset. So if you go to dinner on Sunday and you register your visit, you'll be in Monday morning's drawing. You go to dinner on Monday, or you go to lunch, or you go to breakfast at one of our places, and you register your visit, then you'll be in Tuesday's drawing.
Okay.
You can only win once. So if you win, then you're out for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Then all of the gift card winners, there will be 26 total, will go into the drawing for the grand prize. That's going to be held on Monday the 19th at a private party for all of the winners, as well as for all the restaurant owners and managers. So that's going to be up at the Mill, which is a nice central neutral ground for everybody, from 6 to 8.
Okay. So you go eat, you take a picture of the barcode thingy.
The QR code, yep. It's okay. Real easy. All you do is you take your smartphone, take your camera pointed at the QR code, and it'll pull up a form for you, and you'll put your name, you know, your contact information.
Okay.
And there's a little note on there. Big thing, and it's really important to me, is we will never sell or share your information with a third party. That's something that is very important to my business practices.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay. And we can. I've got the information on our Facebook page. You can also go to Fairhope Living Magazine's Facebook or website, and then you've made an actual page, an event for this.
That is right. Yep, it's fairhoperestaurantweek.com. Okay. So check it out. We've got a link to all of our 29 partner businesses and the 27 restaurants that are participating this year. And who knows what it's going to evolve into next year. It's been a very organic process, and we are open to suggestions on how to make it a lot more fun and even better for next year.
Very good. I love the idea. Very clever. This is W.